Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Cult Leader early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
You're listening to a Morbid Network podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hello and welcome back to Cult Leader. I'm your Cult Leader, Spencer Henry, and this is a Little Leader where I read the stories that you send to me. If you have a story you'd like to share on an upcoming Little Leader, well, what are you waiting for? Send it on over to spencer@cultleader.com and make sure to put Little Leader somewhere in there so I know where to find it. Happy Friday. You guys, I am losing my mind with excitement over the new Hocus Pocus movie, which comes out tonight. I guarantee all of you are going to be watching it. I'm just beyond excited. Full transparency, it's actually Wednesday right now. I decided last minute to fly up to my sister's house because she is having a Hocus Pocus premiere party at her house with some friends, and it just didn't feel right to not be there, right? I mean, we were together when we saw the original one in the 90s, and we have to be together for this one as well. Also, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't also flying up to go back to that flower and water restaurant in San Francisco that I was talking about recently. Best pastas, best pizzas. You guys gotta go. Some of you have already messaged me about going or planning to go, and I'm just excited for you to experience it. You'd think they were paying me, but they are absolutely not. But I have been craving it ever since we went a few weeks ago, and I literally texted Olivia. I was like, hey, if I come up this week, can we go back to Flower and Water? And she was like, yes, but also you have to stay for my Hocus Pocus party. And I said, all right, sounds like a deal. I'm in. So excited. So I'm gonna head up there tomorrow, just for like 2 days, and then gotta get back home, gotta get back to work. We're headed into October. This is a busy month over here. I had a very fun week and did something a little different this week, okay? For those of you who follow me on Instagram at Spencer Henry, you know that I've been growing my hair out for a little over a year now. I don't know if I've talked about it on the show at all. I mean, why would I? I don't know. Who cares? But I honestly go back and forth all the time whether or not I should cut it off because I've just never really had long hair before, and sometimes I love it. Sometimes I'm like, am I just a weird man with long hair? But you know, both are true. But my friend Daniel responded to one of my stories the other day, and he's like king of hair. And chances are some of you already follow him online. But if you don't, his Instagram handle is at Daniel M Beauty. And he was sending me some hair ideas, and because I was like on my stories talking about like, what am I going to do with this? And I was like, are you going to do it? And he was like, yes. So obviously I couldn't resist because he's just super talented, and I don't really color my hair. So I was like, all right, let's do it. So we did it, and it looks really good. I'm gonna say that. So good that I'm like, I don't know if I can cut this. I can't ruin his work. So it looks like it's staying long for a while longer. Anyways, just I had to shout him out because it was such a good experience. And he, in December, I think, opened his salon. It's a really cool spot called Onyx on Madison in Pasadena. And I just can't say enough good things. Everybody there was so nice. The salon is such a vibe. Daniel's just the best. So if you're ever in the LA area and you can snag an appointment, trust me, it is where to go. What else do I want to talk to you guys about? Oh, the patient. Holy shit. If you're watching, you already know. But last episode, I was just on the edge of my seat. Let me tell you, the ending floored me. I was like screaming at my TV, like, no. When I went to my therapist this week, I asked her, I was like, have you ever seen The Patient? Because I mean, she's a therapist. And like, if you know the premise of the show, it kind of makes sense why I would ask her. And she's like, Spencer, I literally caught up last night. And so I made her talk about it with me. She's like, yes, I watched it last night, da da da. And she was like, why? She's like, why are you, what made you bring that up? And I started laughing because I was, well, I don't know. I don't want to give anything about the show away, but it's funny if you've watched it. But she's actually a fucking pro, let me tell you, because she instantly turned it into a therapy lesson about the main character. And she's like, did you notice how this and this and this? And then she found a way to tie it into something we were talking about last week. Next thing you know, we're talking about my trauma. Love it. Therapy, the truest blessing. And I fucking love her. But we didn't actually talk about trauma. Well, I mean, we talked about trauma at some point, I'm sure. But we were talking about my night eating, which I've disclosed on here before. Sometimes I'll just wake up and snack in the middle of the night, even if I eat like a full meal before bed. And we also talked about my emotional response to naps. I've also shared that on here. I know I'm not a good napper. I always wake up just disheveled, alarmed. And I've been so tired this past week that I've taken two naps. And I'm pretty sure it's because I stopped having caffeine after 4 o'clock. Well, it's getting earlier and earlier each day. I'm trying to cut it off at like 3 o'clock, then 2 o'clock. And if you know me, I'm a real big coffee guy. I also love a crisp Diet Coke, but I'm trying not to drink Diet Coke right now and drink less coffee because I don't really think it's super beneficial to my sleep. I'm a pretty heavy sleeper, but I don't know. I feel like I could get better sleep if I stopped drinking caffeine so late. And honestly, I think I could drink coffee at like 9 o'clock and probably be fine and sleep through, but it's Diet Coke and like soda that I feel like really makes me have a hard time falling asleep. I feel like wired. How I was able to drink like a Red Bull when I was in my 20s, no idea. I feel like now my heart would fucking burst out of my chest. But I'm definitely feeling this little withdrawal from caffeine. So any tips are welcomed in the realm of cutting back on caffeine. But also thank you for all the tips on my pumpkin lights over this past week. I felt all sorts of warm inside because I was like, I don't know, people were like texting me, emailing me, DMing me different pumpkin lights. And I was like, no, not that one. No, not that one. Yes, this one, where'd you find this? So it was, I don't know, it was fun. Helped me track it down. And you know, this is why our cult is the best cult. Sorry, I feel like I just rambled on for an hour. Sometimes this feels like a phone call where I'm just like catching up, but I'm just the one friend that's talking and not letting you get a word in. But I'll let you get your word in, all of your words in right now, actually, because we're going to get into some emails.
Cult Leader is sponsored by BetterHelp. Cult babes, how is your social battery right now? Are you drained? Are you bursting with energy? I'm always a little bit of both. The type to host a party, but also go to my room for a few minutes of peace and quiet right in the middle of it. It's easy to ignore our social batteries sometimes and spread ourselves thin. Are you in touch with what the right amount of socializing is for you? Are you a hybrid like me? Are you someone who needs a lot more quiet time? Or are you your best self when you're surrounded by people? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If there's one thing therapy's taught me, it's a lot about learning how to recognize when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by spreading myself thin. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/cultleader today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/cultleader.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This first one says, Little Leader, my friend, the murderer, maintenance man. Hello, Spencer and Hot Dog. I am a longtime listener from Transylvania, but I live in Jersey, Channel Islands. As per custom, I want to apologize for the length and messiness of my email, but this story is crazy, so here we go. 8 years ago, I came to Jersey, Channel Islands on holiday, and 3 days in, I decided to stay. So I started looking for a job, found a summer job at a hotel in the countryside that offered accommodations, so I thought, this is great. First of all, just gonna stop right there. I fucking love that. I love that you just went on vacation somewhere and you're like, this is it. I'm staying here. That's very cool. Well, I guess we'll see how cool once we get into the story. Got along well with my colleagues, but especially the maintenance man named Jamie. He was in his 40s and I was 25 at the time, and he had a dark sense of humor, would always kid around about the hotel being haunted. In my first week there, he put garlic in front of my room because he knew I was from Transylvania. It was hilarious, and for the 5 months I worked and lived at the hotel, we played various pranks on each other and chatted about dark and funny things, such as wondering which guest might die in the hotel, because it was mostly frequented by old people on holiday, oh my god, and generally just being idiots. Later that year, I got a better job and moved into town, kind of losing touch with my hotel coworkers. However, given that Jersey is very small, I used to see some of them in town regularly. I even met with Jamie a few times and chatted over coffee, and he always kept saying he's on his way to see his secret lover, or he's shopping for his dead mother, which I always found hilarious. We love a sense of humor. Then suddenly in 2018, a girl called Susanna goes missing in the island, and her car was found in the water on the slipway. That was big news for Jersey, as we never had any big crimes. 3 days later, her body is discovered on the other side of the island in a bay. So everyone thought she died by suicide and her body was washed away by currents. Susanna used to work at the hotel me and Jamie worked at, and I asked my former colleagues if they knew what happened, but they had no clue. Few weeks go by and no news, so we go on with our lives, only to wake up with a shocking headline a few weeks into the investigation. Murderer found and due to stand trial. Jamie, the maintenance man. Holy shit, I kid you not, I thought I was gonna faint when I heard the news. Turns out he was having an affair with Susanna. They had a fight and he killed her, kept her body in the trunk of her car for 3 days before disposing of the body and then the car. He kept her phone and kept texting people from her number to make it look like she was planning to kill herself. He's now serving a 25 to life sentence and has appealed 3 times due to being convicted on circumstantial evidence. And I went for drinks and joked around with this guy, thinking he's funny and has a dark sense of humor like me. Here are some links from the newspapers. Hope you and Hot Dog have a great week and thank you for the amazing work you do. Iwana. I mean, holy shit, that's just so crazy. This one's from the Daily Mail. It says, man 57 is found guilty of murder after killing secret lover 37 and disposing of the body on a remote Jersey beach. Secret lover, just like he joked with you, or you thought he was joking with you, then parking her car nearby in an elaborate bid to make the death look like a suicide. Quote, a construction worker is facing life in prison for the murder of his secret lover and carrying out a cover-up bid to stage her death as a suicide. Jamie Warren, 57, killed Susanna Bassegni, 37, 2 years ago and hid her corpse in the boot of her Ford Fiesta for several days. He then disposed of her remains on a beach in Jersey and left her car on the sands to make it appear as though she had taken her own life. Warren denied murder and 2 counts of perverting the course of justice, but today was found guilty at Jersey Royal Court. Jurors spent about 8 hours deliberating before unanimously convicting him on all 3 counts. Last year, he was convicted of murder and 2 counts of perverting the course of justice, but it was overturned by the Court of Appeal. What the fuck? Speaking after the case, Detective Inspector Craig Jackson said, from the beginning, this was a long and complex investigation, and we are pleased that the court has come to this conclusion after reviewing the evidence. In our minds, there was no question, but we respected the court's decision to retry this case. We now hope Susanna's family can move on with their lives and gain some form of closure from this verdict. Oh, God. That is just awful, terrible. Oh, and then it ends with, if you ever plan a trip to the Channel Islands, let me know. I will. This next one says, Beach Little Leader. Hi, Spencer and Hot Dog. I love your podcast and have put everyone I know onto it, and it's a regular conversation starter for me. This event happened about 2 to 3 years ago at our beach house in Maine. We have been vacationing here for years, and the best way I can describe it is that the house faces the ocean, but there is a yard and then rocks you would walk down to the private beach. We would usually see whales, seals, and a lot of other sea life. I've always had an appreciation for the ocean and am not intimidated by the East Coast freezing cold water. My family and I decided we'd take a walk down to the beach and go swimming before lunch. So we packed our stuff, but as soon as I got to the water, I had this feeling of uneasiness. My stepmom and I decided to sit on the beach while my dad, brother, and now fiance went for a swim. I can remember my fiance yelling to my brother that he was going to dive down to see if he could see the bottom. My brother dove down with him, but when they came back up, everyone decided to go back to the shore. When I asked if he saw anything, he said, no, I couldn't see anything. It was freaky. We all decided we had enough of the beach and walked back to the house. I'm not sure how long after it was, but my dad got a call from the owner of the home to stay out of the water that a woman had recently been attacked a couple peninsulas down from our house. We were all shocked. I decided to see if there was any reports. Come to find out, it was a mother and daughter that just wanted to go for a swim off the dock near their house. The shark had attacked the mother, and the daughter thankfully survived. Unfortunately, the mother did not make it. Ugh, that's horrible. It was horrifying to learn that we had just been swimming and didn't think twice about the sharks. It was the only shark attack to ever happen in Maine. My condolences go out to the family, and I can only hope they were able to find and tag this shark. Signed, anonymous listener. Ugh, well, your intuition was telling you something. It was saying, stay the fuck out of that water. That is terrifying and just creepy. Sharks are terrifying. And how weird that you got the phone call, like, right after you had just been in the water. Just bizarre.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This next one says, stories from Parker Palm Springs, and it caught my eye, and I haven't read it yet, but I'm like, okay, all right, I'm listening. We know I've talked about staying at the Parker Hotel before. Hi, Spencer and Hot Dog, OG Cult Babe here. I just finished listening to the Little Leader episode where you briefly talked about your stay at Parker Palm Springs. I have a love-hate relationship with that place. Oh no, when I was new in the US, I stayed there for about 2 to 3 weeks and I absolutely loved it, okay? I love the bathroom amenities. It's so luxurious, truly. The hate comes from dealing with entitled people as I worked there briefly. Okay, that I can see. I worked at the front desk before the pandemic, and I have seen you multiple times. I felt that I wasn't worthy of the Cult Dad's attention, so I never introduced myself. I respect your personal time and space, so I've only said hi and bye. You guys, don't do that. Always say hi. I feel like that happens sometimes where, I mean this in like the least douchey way possible. I don't like talking about any of that, but like sometimes I'll leave somewhere and someone will message and be like, I saw you at blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, say hi, because otherwise I'm just like, was I doing something weird? I don't know. But thank you for trying to be respectful. But also, I'm just a dumb bitch with a microphone. You can say hi if you see me. There were multiple times I wanted to hand you a La Labo Santal 33 shampoo when I heard that you love the scent, but I didn't want to get fired since that was part of the bathroom amenity. Ugh, I Don't worry, I took as much home as I could. Before I forget, I want to apologize for this long email. I feel like I can talk about this stuff now that I don't work there anymore. I had a lot of crazy experiences working at Parker Palm Springs. First one I'd like to talk about is this one wedding that was held there. The wedding was so great and everybody was on their best behavior during the wedding and the reception, so this came as a surprise. This happened a little before midnight and everybody was already in their respective rooms and probably sleeping. One of the wedding attendees started running up and down the hallway and the stairs in the lobby while yelling that he was on fire. What? He was butt naked. Several people called 911 because they thought the hotel was on fire, but it turns out he was just on drugs. Another crazy experience I saw was when somebody got drunk at the mini bar in the lounge area. I think he had tried to pee in the fountain outside and then he tried climbing in it and the fountain broke in half. Oh shit. Apparently that fountain is considered a national treasure because of how old it was. One of the valet also saw what was happening outside, but she was too scared to help out because the guy was bloody as hell, so she called 911 and asked for an ambulance and for the police instead. Later on, the person sued the hotel for his injuries, but he lost the case, and I believe the settlement money was $3 million. Like, I mean, if he lost, did he have to pay that for the fountain? That's crazy. I'm not sure if you know about this, but there is a secret menu for the in-room dining. You can order eggs that cost $2,000. Yeah, I've seen them. I didn't get them, but I've seen them. I don't know what's so special about it. I'm not sure if they still offer this, but the only person that's crazy enough to order this was Jay-Z. I feel like maybe it was they used like a really expensive caviar with the eggs, I want to say. This next one's a funny story. I was walking around the grounds on my way back from the Gene Autry pool to the lobby when I heard a blood-curdling scream. A woman thought I was... A woman thought I was a ghost because I had really long straight black hair and I was wearing all white because that's our uniform. She said she thought I was the Lady from the Ring. I can't imagine someone saying that. This happened at night and the tall hedges around us spooked her. I'm attaching my photo for better visualization. Just imagine my hair being much longer. That is amazing. Thank you for reading my email. And I sincerely want to thank you for all that you do. You make our lives better. And just so you know, you have fans in Asia too. Please let me know when or if you are going to read this so I can tell my friends back home. Shit, I'll try and email you before it goes out to keep an eye out for the episode. Asking the blessing of your eminence. I am yours respectfully. Anon. That was amazing. Thank you. And also, just I have to ask anyone else out there who works at hotels, I know you have weird stories. Please send them in. Amazing. We're going to end with this one that says, Little Leader, I survived being in a dryer. Hi, Spencer, Madison, and Hot Dog. Madison should be here in 20 minutes to record Obituary. I discovered Obituary through Morbid and then found Cult Leader after I binged all of Obituary and wanted to hear more. I love the way you tell stories and your podcasts keep me company while I'm doing housework, making art, and sometimes at work when I am doing a lot of copying and pasting from court orders. I work in child protective services, but that's not what my story is about today, so I'll try to get to the point. Honestly, I don't think this is going to be very long, so I won't apologize, but also I'm notorious for going into way too much detail, so it might be long, but lol, still not sorry. I'm a rebellious cult babe. You can feel free to say my name though. A rebel. My grandma recently passed away after a sudden brief illness. I'm sorry. I saw her the day before she passed, which was incredibly difficult as she was not waking up. Ugh, that's rough. My aunt suggested we tell her our favorite memories with her, as the nurses said hearing is the last to go, and she knew we were there and could hear us. Someone mentioned our old family reunions at the Wisconsin Dells. Through my tears, I immediately started laughing. It was at one of these reunions where my triplet cousins, who were 7 at the time, suggested I should get in the dryer and turn it on. Trouble. I don't know what all of our parents were doing at this moment, but my 5-year-old self decided this obviously sounded like a great idea. I agreed and wound up climbing into the dryer. Again, not sure what our parents were doing, especially since my mom has always been very watchful. So there I am, in the dryer, they close the door and turn it on. I remember my time inside the dryer in vivid detail. It was only on for 3 to 5 seconds, but in that time, I went from excited, ooh, I'm spinning, to worried, as I realized one spin was enough and I wasn't sure how to get out. My cousins then opened the door and, relieved, I climbed out. I think I said something like, that was fun, and then we just casually actually went to go play somewhere else. At some point later in the day, I casually mentioned to my parents that I was in the dryer earlier. Of course, they were horrified, and my cousins got a talking to from my aunt. Also, that poor aunt with 7-year-old triplets, that sounds like a lot to deal with. I occasionally bring this up at family gatherings, and all 3 triplets deny having any memory of the event, and they all say it was probably just one of the other ones who came up with the idea. It's always a good laugh, and they always just say, luckily we turned it off. To this day, I have no idea which cousin told me to get in the dryer or why, but it's one of my funniest memories to look back on. Thinking about it helped me stay positive when I was visiting my grandma and listing off all of my favorite memories with her. I've found that reflecting on hilarious memories is a great way to cope with grief. Absolutely. Hopefully this wasn't too long, and I hope you enjoyed the story of how my cousins put me in the dryer when we were little. Thank you for reading my story, and thank you for leading this wonderful cult. Your cult babe, Claire. P.S. This is my first time writing into a podcast. I've been wanting to for a while, but didn't think I had any good stories, so I hope this is a good one and makes you laugh. It absolutely did, Claire. Thank you. I just love that. Mischievous children. I mean, I also love that you were down to get in the dryer. Wonder what you were like or are like as an adult. Are you just like the friend that's kind of down for anything, or did you learn your lesson with that dryer? And honestly, yeah, I personally agree. I think laughing is sometimes all you can do when you're grieving, and it definitely helps break the tension. And I mean, hey, life is hard, and having a sense of humor about it definitely helps. That is all for this week. Thank you all for sharing these stories. I will see you on Tuesday with a brand new episode of Cult Leader. Hope you all are watching Hocus Pocus tonight as well, and I will I'll see you next time. Goodbye. If you like Cult Leader, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.